Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to teach you truth, justice, and the American way. And here we are, folks. The last radio show before the midterm elections, if you will remember, and you may not, there was nobody predicting a Trump victory 2 years ago on Monday night before the 2016 presidential election, except for us and a few other brave souls who were willing to take the ridicule when we would be soundly castigated as fools for not believing in Hillary Clinton. But she lost. The rest is history. Our economy is strong. Our military rebuilt. And oh, guess what? We're not talking about ISIS anymore. Why not? Because we kicked the living you-know-what out of them in the Middle East because President Trump allowed the American troops to do what the hell they knew best, and that is go after these folks. And now, Richard, tell me, what is it that you think is going on, and what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Tuesday, and it's going to be a rainy, cold day in New England. And it's probably going to be worse because Pocahontas is probably going to win. But we can't have everything. I think this is going to be another one of those that, you know, all of these polls saying this and that. I think you and I are both in the same vein now. I don't believe any of these polls anymore. You know, I think if somebody called and asked you who you're voting for, I might say, I don't think it's any of your business to begin with. So, and they'd probably think that since I said that I was going to be voting for the Democrats, because that would just be a lousy comment to make. But I don't know. I'm going to be a little disheartened if they lose the House, because if you listen to some of these idiots and what they want to do, Maxine Waters saying to, Wall Street, you know, where till I give you what you gave me, that type of thing. Say, you know.
Yeah.
I
we're going to do to you
to
what
there
you
for
did
the people. Aren't they supposed to be there for the people? And all she has is a vendetta. I mean, to me, it's ridiculous. And if that's what these Democrats are looking for, you know, that and socialism, I hope they go down in a flame. Because to me, the whole thing is very ludicrous.
2 years ago, when we predicted Trump would win, and he did, since that point, the average 401k in America has gone up 35%. That's substantial wealth increase for people, and some people quite a bit of wealth, and it's real money, and they can spend it. And here, anybody with a 401k that votes for a Democrat for Congress is a fool, because Maxine Waters has absolutely said that she is going to go after the wealth, the banks, the wealth structure of America, and she doesn't care if it hurts millions of people. She just doesn't. And
well, look at her district that she represents. She doesn't care about them either. Who's kidding who?
well, you know, this is a bunch of poor people in L.A. and you know, and fools. And God help us in America if we don't have more fools than you could shake a stick at. But anyway, let's go. We're going to start going through and making some hard predictions. Now, in the Senate, and the Real Clear Politics average says that there's going to be a net pickup of one seat for the Republicans, so that there will be 52 seats that are Republican, 48 seats Democrat. If they're right, then that's good news, because it means that Trump will have one more vote. But it also means that the leadership of the Senate will stay with the Republicans, and the judges that Trump is appointing by the boatloads are going to get confirmed. And when Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God bless her, goes to meet her maker before she is sent straight to hell, that seat is going to be a really key thing. I shouldn't say anything about, you know, she's sad, pathetic, lady, and
Jack,
you know, a terrible.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's maker is Jim Beam.
Well, I think you might be right. Or actually, I think she likes vodka, so it wouldn't be Jim Beam. But it might be Mr. Smirnoff.
It might be Rush. Might be Rush.
Mr. Smirnoff. Yeah. All right. We're going to go through this. I believe we're going to do better than what
the
Real Clear Politics says. They say that we're going to pick up North Dakota. I agree. They say that we're going to keep Flake seat in Arizona. I agree. They say that Texas will stay red. Yes. And Tennessee will be picked up by Marsha Blackburn, and I'm very certain of that. They also say that Missouri will flip to the Republicans, and Claire McCaskill's deceitfulness will finally end. I agree with all those things. Now, they say that Dean Heller in Nevada will lose and that this will go Democrat. I disagree. I think that that's going to stay Republican, which would make us 53. I also, now they have Florida going with Nelson instead of Scott. I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say that Scott is going to beat Nelson, who, goodness gracious, he looks like a cadaver. If you've taken a look at him, he dyes his hair, and he does nothing. He's never done anything. That would be
2 years. He's never heard once. Him ask anything for Florida. It's pretty dismal, if you ask me.
Yeah, and Scott has been on the phone all the time saying, Mr. President, the state of Florida needs this, boom, boom, boom. So that would be 54. Now, they're saying that Donnelly will win in Indiana and keep this state for Democrats. I think that's probably true, because there's a libertarian that's taken 6 or 8% of the votes, and stupidly, that they might as well be just helping the Democrats, and they are. They also say that West Virginia is going to stay with Joe Manchin. Maybe. That's well. And the other one is that Menendez will keep his seat in
New Jersey.
That's kind of iffy too. So I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say that one of those two things is going to be wrong, and we're going to end up 55-45 Republicans. And you know what? That is a big, big, big deal. Crying Chuck Schumer is going to have a bunch to cry about this time on Wednesday.
Well,
now,
you know what? They've caused a lot of headaches for themselves. The Kavanaugh thing alone cost them bunches, if you ask me.
And just interestingly, the two women, you know, Swetnick and the other one, have recanted completely, to the point where one of them says, I have no idea. I've never even met. Well, but neither one of them have ever even met him. They just decided that they thought that they could help out by, you know, by bearing false witness. And Christine Blasey Ford is now saying, well, I don't want to pursue this any further. I want to just kind of like let things be. Well, there's a 414-page document that has come out by the Chuck Grassley and the Republicans in the Judiciary Committee, in which it says there is zero evidence about anything to corroborate one fact against Kavanaugh.
Was that from the FBI, too? Was part of that? You know, we need to have the FBI look into this. So that backfired on also. Yeah. Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well, that one woman that he had sex with him in the back seat, Grassley and never going after her because she lied to the FBI. So she might spend some time in jail. Of course, the other one, Spitley, she might be the same thing, right?
Well, I guess so. You know, the and Avenatti. Oh, there isn't anything that would please me more than to see something really nasty happen to, you know, to Avenatti for all of the mischief that he's done. This malicious, despicable human being. I would love to see him, you know, cool his heel in jail for some of the stuff that he has done. And he should.
Yeah.
These are just terrible things that he has done.
He should lose his law license for this.
And he also, you know, he got thrown out of his law offices because he didn't pay his rent. He has to pay... you know, they have to pay the Trump's lawyers for, you know, defamation of character. Isn't that sweet? All right, let's go to the House. Real Clear Politics is saying is that the Democrats are going to end up with about 230 seats, and they say what's sure for the Democrats now is 202, and for the Republicans 194, with 39 toss-ups. And most of the toss-ups are seats that are, you know, currently have been held by Republicans, and a lot of them are because a bunch of Republicans have decided not to run, including some really good people like Trey Gowdy. He's done, and you know, Paul Ryan's done, and you know, just a lot of them. I am going to go out on the limb once again and say that I think the Republicans are going to end up with maybe 220. You need 217. I don't think the House is going to
217 for majority.
Boy,
217 would be the majority.
Yes.
So 220 is a little over the majority. So they would keep the House.
Yes.
I get it.
You know what? I could be wrong. It could be 218 is the majority, and not 217. But I'm predicting that the House is going to be as narrow a Republican majority as the Senate is now. But guess what? That's all you need.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then we're going to have a really big day tomorrow for the federal government. And one of the major gubernatorial elections is right here in Georgia, and Stacey Abrams, you know, who brought in Oprah and Obama and Will Ferrell going door to door and bunches of people, you know, because we're going to say that again.
And socialism. She wants socialism.
Uh-huh.
And Medicare for all. And no guns. Was she a no guns person, too?
Yeah.
That was very smart in Georgia.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
She's not going to win. She is not going to win the state of Georgia. Now, how Florida is going to do this is, I don't think that DeSantis is going to win, to be honest with you. I think that they're going to, Florida and Texas are Georgia has just won, by the way, 6 years in a row, the first time any state's ever done it, and it just happened here today, was named the best place to do business in the United States of America, and that's the state of Georgia. And here we, you know, have all of these fools that want to elect a socialist who would make this the worst. She'd be more radical than Moonbeam out there in California, and they just don't know it. And it says, oh, we need to have a black woman be governor of the state of Georgia. Would that just be great? You just show how far we come. Well, what a bunch of nonsense. You want your state to prosper. And this state is booming and has been. Why we would want to change that, I have no idea. Why Florida would want to change it.
That was a pretty good woman's vote you did, Joe. Came over
her,
very good woman's voice.
I was a woman.
That was good.
Well, you know, I'm sure that I'll be called some kind of name for doing it, but you know, that'll just have to be. She's going to lose, and I think she's going to lose by a whole lot more than people think. They're saying it's neck and neck. I don't believe that for a minute. I think usually this is what happens in the state of Georgia. They get real excited about somebody. Last time it was Jimmy Carter's grandson, and he got 45% of the vote, and you know, the Republican got 55. Now they're really excited about Stacey Abrams. They might get the 46% of the vote as versus 54. So it's not going to be, 49.8 by 50.2 or something like that. It's going to be a substantial victory for Kemp. And Kemp has run a terrible campaign. I mean, you know, his campaign is close to that of an idiot, although he's you know, a very effective guy. You know, I mean, he has these just crazy ads. Stacey Abrams has had so much money, and she's had all these really slick ads. But, you know, when you have people that want both the governor of Florida, the you know Gillum in Florida, and Abrams, they want to get rid of ICE. How can you? And that's just crazy. And even that, even this Gillum, what a fool, what a corrupt guy in Florida. But you know what, Dick? That he even says, well, we want to abolish ICE. He doesn't have the authority to abolish a federal agency. It's
no,
kind of like saying,
not.
Well, we don't like the way that the FBI did the stuff against Trump, so we don't want to have the FBI in the state of Georgia. No more FBI in Georgia. Yeah, that's a good idea. No more FBI. You know how?
I think the best one though was the people in the caravan that want to sue Trump because he's going after their constitutional
Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
12 of them.
Yeah,
filing suit against their rights as Hondurans or Guatemalans in the United States against our president for not giving them rights. If there is there anything that pisses off American voters more than these brazen things like that? It's infuriating.
Yeah, I bet you the ACLU is behind it too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Now, you know,
with Soros' money,
with all of the attempts by this caravan and everything, and Trump just hammering it. People saying, "Oh no, you know that's not a winning issue." You know what? He's protecting the American people. If that's not a winning issue for the president of the United States, then God help us. This is a winning issue, protecting the American people from these hordes of people of who the hell knows who they are. We don't.
Yeah. I hear of like another
we
thousand
don't know
of them brought up too.
So, this time 2 years ago, we picked Trump, and they were giving him a 2% chance to win. That, you know, that's kind of like, for us to do that would be kind of like picking, you know, what, Vanderbilt to beat Alabama in a football game. And it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, that's about a 2% chance, but it happened. But there were reasons for it. And the reasons for it were that the American people were tired of the corruption, tired of the deceit, tired of having terrorism, our inability to really deal with it. For the first time, Dick, this century, this millennium, terrorism isn't a political issue. Nobody's talking about it, not at all. Why? Trump turned the military loose and said, do your job and take care of this. And you know what the military did? They did their job and they took care of it. Terrorism still exists. But we have it in check, and a lot of it is because of ICE. Pretty amazing.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with Iran over the next few weeks now, too, now that he's put those sanctions back on. I mean, those people have got to be hurt big time.
Well,
okay.
You know,
chanting death to America. Okay, there you go. see you eat your words, because that
Israel,
may be the only
death
food
to America,
you have.
Burn our flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's happening? Well, they can't do anything. And this is, and Obama is out there storming America, you know, with his, you know, the economy's doing okay. Don't forget who started that. What an absolute joke. There is not one. Let's just kind of remind people, in case they need to know, why is the American economy now the best that it has ever been in the history of the United States? One, the tax cuts. Two, deregulation of all of those stupid things that Obama put in place to keep us from having a good economy. And three, the opening of the energy sector to where we're now self-sufficient and actually exporting energy and now have the capability of sending natural gas to Europe by taking the natural gas, liquefying it, putting it on tankers, sending it over to Europe, having it deliquefied into natural gas so that it can heat the homes of Western Europe, which stymies Russian aggression because their only exports are natural gas and oil. And it keeps Russia completely in check. And this is, oh, yes, the Russia that Trump's supposed to be a puppet of. What nonsense. All of these things are happening. And how much of this did Obama have to do with? Not a thing. Nothing. He got in his own way. And the only people who had any kind of collusion with Russia were the Democrats and Hillary and her crew selling uranium to the Russians to help them make bombs against us, or to give the resell it to Iran, and they're using it now because you know what they're doing. Well, we may have to eat, a little crow for predicting that, we may have overextended a little bit, but I just am feeling like we aren't, and the American people continue to be fed up with this corruption and with the way Kavanaugh was taken down. So it just isn't right.
If you take the fact that Trump has these gatherings and brings thousands of people, and they said Obama had one in a high school gym and couldn't fill it, kind of gives you an idea that maybe that blue wave is turned color.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right, we're out of time. And because we're out of time, we're just going to say that, we're predicting that the House is going to stay narrowly and that the Senate is going to increase for the Republicans. And we're going to give a big shout out to the Boston Red Sox for winning the World Series. And
as we knew,
this is that
we're getting pretty good at predicting things, aren't we? I think so.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
We are. All right, we will talk to y'all next week, and we'll wrap that up and just say, God bless you. God bless the United States of America, and go out and vote red. Good night.